compete in the AFC North, you have to be willing to bloody your nose a little bit. This team is going to be built on toughness.
We're going to go out and get better every day.
The Mike Pettine Coaches Show, presented by Liberty Ford, begins now.
Good evening, Dog Pound. Happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you and your families. Nathan Zagura joined by the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, for the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford. And Coach, first of all, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Oh, thanks. Same to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, let's start. A little bit of news, obviously, this week. Change at the quarterback position. I know you've kind of addressed it ad nauseum, but with the switch to Josh McCown, what was the message you were sending to this team?
Just how important the quarterback position is and the standards that they're held to. It's higher than what it is for any other position. And that trust and accountability is a big part of that, and that's where we had a shortcoming. This wasn't done as a punishment, but it was done in what we felt was best that Johnny, in order to move forward, has to take a couple steps back. So it's unfortunate, it's disappointing, it's frustrating, but at the same time, felt it was what was best for him individually and what was best for our football team.
Was there ever any consideration to going with Austin Davis to give a look at him and see what he can do?
No, there wasn't. I mean, this is, Josh is back healthy, that he's, threw for over 400 yards against the Ravens the last time we played him. That he's more than capable to lead us. We have a pretty good sense of Austin based on his film from St. Louis, what he's done for us in practice. But Josh McCown's our starter.
And just to reiterate for everybody out there is still a possibility that Johnny Manziel could start a game this year at quarterback, even without injury.
Yeah, I wouldn't make a blanket statement and say that he's shut down for the rest of the year, but we just felt this was the best thing to do in the short term.
All right, let's go on to Baltimore. You talked about the bye week. You were going to do a lot of self-assessment, every coach, et cetera. What was the biggest maybe takeaway that either you individually or you as a group of coaches had about the team's first 10 games?
It was a lot of little things. I think the coaches just seeing their notes. Some guys had it written out on legal pads. It was a lot of paper, and other guys had it typed up. It was a lot of little details. That we're still very confident in what we do in our systems. That we just know that we have to coach the details better, and we have to execute better. When you get into the situation, you question everything.
Sure.
And I think sometimes people fall into the trap of, well, we must be doing everything wrong. And while it's clear that we're doing some things wrong, that we got to make sure that we continue to do the things right and keep headed in the right direction in a lot of areas. But we feel good about where we are from a structure standpoint. We feel the players are practicing with high energy, focus. It's a competitive group, and I'll be surprised if that doesn't show up on the field Monday night.
When you go against this Ravens team, you expect Joe Flacco, you expect Justin Forsett, you expect Steve Smith. None of them will be there on Monday night. All have had season-ending injuries. Does it make it tough to prepare for a guy, Matt Schaub, who hasn't really played in 2 years? You've only seen one game of Buck Allen and their young receivers.
It doesn't. I don't think they are going to change much schematically, just given Schaub being very similar to Flacco in a lot of ways, and I don't see their run game changing. I mean, Buck Allen had a 44-yard run against us in game one, so we're familiar with him. And Schaub's a guy that's been around this league for a long time and has had a lot of success. It won't affect our mentality. I mean, it's an unfortunate set of circumstances for them, but that really doesn't concern us.
All right, when you went through this and you looked at the running game, which you've talked about wanting to improve for you, stopping the run, was there one that seemed an easier fix for you going forward?
No, but there's similarities that we have to do a better job. Just it's one of those things, making sure that the commitment is there to do it. And I know sometimes as coaches, you always want to get yourself in a position, offensively speaking, that maximize your chances for success, but we just can't, especially now heading into some of these potentially colder weather games, that we can't just live and die on the pass alone.
Right.
That we've made a commitment to improve the run game, both schematically and technique-wise and mentality, and hopefully that shows up.
Did you have to do much from the game plan standpoint? Because you were preparing, I'm sure, going into the weekend for Johnny now with Josh there. Does that change anything really going into this Ravens game?
Not significantly. I mean, there might be a couple tweaks to the plan. A lot of the plan does get based on kind of what the quarterbacks like and routes they like to throw, things, concepts they're comfortable with. So there's always a subtle shift between quarterbacks. I know Flip does a good job of on his call sheet, kind of having separate sections for all the quarterbacks that are active, knowing that, hey, if Austin gets in the game, these are the core plays that we know that he likes, and that'll make the game calling it much easier for him.
Gary Barnidge had a career game the first time around against the Baltimore Ravens, and I'd say probably for everybody, the biggest surprise and certainly guy who's exceeded expectations this year. Who's somebody that when you went back through the 10 games and went through the film study and the self-evaluation, et cetera, that jumped out at you was, hey, this guy's really come along this year that might not be getting the accolades of a guy like Gary Barnidge?
A couple guys defensively. Jordan Poyer has given the opportunities that he's had. Has played well. Another safety is Ibrahim Campbell. That he's done a nice job filling in when he's been in there. Nate Orchard quietly. I know he hasn't filled the stat sheet up, but when you talk about just being dependable and consistent and doing his job, getting a plus on the grade sheet, he's done a solid job as well.
All right, injury update if you have any on the guys heading there. I know we still have some guys in the concussion protocol, and then Joel Bitonio obviously with his ankle injury. Randy Starks with the knee.
No real updates. We'll have an injury report out later in the week, but there really hasn't been a significant change in status for any of those guys.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. When we come back, we're going to talk about Josh McCown's record-setting day the first time around against the Ravens in the PNC Bank Film Breakdown. That's coming up next on the holiday edition of the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford.
The Mike Pettine Interview, brought to you by Elk and Elk.